Chapter 8. The Fighting Wolf. When White Fang was 5 years old, Grey Beaver set off on the long journey to Fort Yukon to sell furs. White Fang was now head of the dog team and was a fast and fearless leader. When they arrived, he saw more man animals than he had seen in his life. Many of them had pale skin. Every few days, a steamship would arrive, and the pale man animals would come ashore with their dogs. These were soft, silly creatures that made a lot of noise. However, some made the mistake of trying to attack White Fang. He enjoyed this game. As they rushed at him, he would spring to one side. While they stood stupidly wondering where he had gone, he would knock them off their feet. He could have killed them with one slash of his teeth, but White Fang was cunning. He knew that man animals were angry when their dogs were killed. So he slunk away and let the other dogs race in for the kill. They were the ones who were punished, not him. Sometimes the men who lived at the fort came down to see this wolfish dog, which was never wrong-footed. But the man who loved dog fights more than any other was Beauty Smith. He would run down at the first sound of the steamship's whistle. No one knew Beauty's real name, but he was far from beautiful, and a cowardly, cruel bully. Beauty Smith was thrilled by White Fang's strength and cunning, and he also saw that he could make a lot of money from him. Beauty knew that White Fang belonged to Grey Beaver. He took to visiting him, offering him money, but Grey Beaver refused. White Fang was the strongest sled dog he had ever owned, and the best leader. There was no dog like him anywhere in the country. No, White Fang was not for sale. But Beauty Smith was cunning. Every visit he bought whiskey for Grey Beaver, and one day he tricked him into selling his dog. White Fang hated this new pale man animal. Something told him that Beauty was bad through and through. But he couldn't know that the day Beauty took him away would be the worst in his life. Beauty Smith was cruel beyond anything White Fang had ever known, and the worst kind of coward. He was too scared to fight a man, but with a heavy club, he felt powerful enough to beat a dog. Beauty chained White Fang in a pen, so he could hardly move. He teased and taunted him until the dog went into a rage. Then he beat him without mercy. White Fang learned to hate as he had never hated before. Beauty was doing this for a reason. One day, some men came to the pen. Beauty took the chain from White Fang's neck. The dog was mad with spitting, snarling rage, a fighting dog in peak condition. The door of the pen opened. White Fang stopped for a second, puzzled. Then another dog was shoved inside. It was huge. White Fang leapt at it with a flash of fangs that ripped the dog's throat. The dog lunged at White Fang, but the wolf dog was too clever. He leapt in again, slashing with his fangs, and the other dog lunged no more. The men cheered and clapped. Big as he was, the other dog had had no chance. Beauty Smith grinned from ear to ear. White Fang began to look forward to these fights. This was the only time he was ever freed from his chain. One day, three dogs were put against him in a row. On another day, a full-grown wolf. Then two dogs were set on him at once. Sometimes White Fang would be injured, but Beauty did not care. He was becoming rich, betting on his dog. Soon White Fang was famous. They called him the Fighting Wolf. When the first snows came, Beauty locked him in a cage and took him upriver to Dawson Town. There, men paid to stare at him and poke him with sticks. He raged and snarled at them. Hate had become his whole life. And why not? Life had become a living hell. Dog fighting was against the law in that town, and so Beauty would take him into the woods at night. Men brought their most ferocious dogs to challenge the Fighting Wolf. It was a savage land, and the fights were to the death. But White Fang was never beaten, Soon, dog owners did not want to risk their dogs against him, so Beauty set a full-grown lynx on him. White Fang fought like a demon and won. Then one day, a gambler called Tim Keenan arrived in Dawson. He owned the first bulldog that had ever been seen in that country. It was clear that White Fang would have to fight this strange, powerful-looking dog, and for days people talked of nothing else.